Bill, as always, we really appreciate the time. What is your message to those student athletes and coaches and parents with high school high-risk sports returning?
Thank you, Nick, for having me on. Well, first of all, we're excited that we're going to be able to have that opportunity to get our student athletes here within the IEC, back on the courts or the mats or the fields to be able to start participating, whether they're high risk or low risk. Again, it's, the news that broke last Friday, late Friday afternoon, was kind of unexpected, because we had heard that we were going to hear something back in December on the high risk sports, and nothing came. And then on Friday, it was great news to hear that, that we may have the opportunity to start looking ahead to move forward with the athletic programs for the winter season.
You mentioned that the news kind of came unexpectedly, and it kind of took me by surprise, because all of a sudden it just kind of happened, as you kind of alluded to. So when you finally realized that, hey, this may be a possibility, what was the first thing that kind of crossed your mind? Do you remember?
Well, the first thing, I think, was excitement.
Yeah.
For the young people, the young student athletes of our league. Second, a flashback of, what really, we've been working a lot within the league to get ready for this moment. Back in November, a group of superintendents and athletic directors and some health officials and a high school principal and an athletic trainer, and myself and Will Cook, our president of IEC, we had a committee of 17 people. We put a guidelines and protocol document together as a league. And from what I'm hearing just in the last couple of days, because everything is dependent on the health departments, and the IEC, we encompass seven different counties. So we're dealing with seven different health departments. But the one thing that I have heard here in the last 24 hours or so is that the health departments, I think, have appreciated the work that our league did in developing this document. It's kind of the nuts and the bolts of what we needed to do if we were to have a winter season. And so I think that's played favorable for us. And now it's unfortunately we're kind of in a holding pattern now to wait to hear from each one of the health departments. I know most of them have met here within the last day. And I know that some of them have said that it may be the end of the week before we really know anything more, but it'll be worth the wait. I mean, there's a lot of work that we have to do between now and then, and to be ready for Monday, February 1st.
We're chatting with Bill Bryant here on BTL, IEC Executive Director. You mentioned the document and saying that you are ready for this moment because of the document and the protocols that are, in that document. Obviously it's pretty lengthy, but can you give us the biggest and most important bullet points of this document and let the people know about what that is?
I can give you a few of the key bullet areas. Example, the face coverings. Our programs, our student athletes will be wearing face masks during contests.
Yeah.
And that's something that, we have to make sure that, that our coaches and our athletic directors make sure that when a team comes to visit you, that's part of our one of our guidelines. It's part of our protocol, and we hopefully help not spread this COVID-19 any further. That we follow the protocols that we put in place, and that was a big one. I mean, it was a lot of discussion about it, but we feel that in the best interest of our student athletes within the IEC, that's one that we're going to really make sure that we stay on top of that to make sure that the student athletes are wearing their masks at all time. We've also put in their mask breaks, you know, being able to take time to during a contest to take a break. An example might be in basketball, possibly halfway through each period, take a minute break to be able to give the kids a mask break. That's certainly one option. I mean, certainly timeouts would be time for them to take a mask break. But everything I'm hearing from our athletic directors and their basketball coaches at this time, the mask thing seems to be working very well with what they've done in any off-season conditioning program. So that's a good thing. How we're going to screen and test each of our athletes before a contest, and how we will share that information with one another amongst schools will be key. Making sure that we've got the proper signage for when teams arrive of where they can and can't go. Mm-hmm. Temperature checks. I'm just kind of looking through this real quick to try and hit some of the highlights. Yeah. As far as, sanitizing, equipment such as balls or what have you, guidelines that we have set for officials. Again, officials will be required to wear masks in our gyms as far as officiating any contest.
Sure.
So, it's a pretty detailed document. And again, I want to thank the people of the committee for their time and effort in putting this together. It's I think it's a very good document for not just the IEC, but any league to really look at and follow. If they haven't put guidelines together, certainly be a good template for people to look at.
I'm sure a lot of people are probably wondering and scratching their head on this question, and maybe you have the answer, maybe you don't, but what are the protocols when it comes to spectators that will or will not be allowed at some of these events?
Well, at this time, Nick, the winter season only, at this time, we have a no spectator rule in our document.
Okay.
All of our schools are going to live stream their basketball games or athletic events. So, parents will be able to see their son or daughter participate. It just wouldn't be live. It would be through live streaming. We are staying with the 50-person capacity in our gymnasiums for the winter season, and that includes your players, your coaches, officials, and table personnel that work the clocks. So, we have that in our document, and we're going to stay with that for the winter season at this time.
And Bill, before I let you run, there's been mixed emotions from a lot of people on how this has all been handled and the lack of answers that have kind of come from the higher ups in terms of, the New York State government and the Department of Health and everything like that. So is it a feeling of relief for you knowing that this is all finally getting a move on, or, is there still a sense of I don't want to say disappointment towards how it was handled, but a lot of people do seem to be, not too pleased with how long this whole process went about, where there were so many questions but no answers, and then boom, this just kind of comes up on people out of nowhere. I mean, how did you really feel with some of this stuff?
Well, I would agree with you, Nick. It's unfortunate. I mean, I know the times that we're in has been very difficult, but again, where I sit as the executive director of the league, it's been very frustrating at times not being able to get answers that I felt could get answered from the people higher up at the state level. It wasn't happening. It didn't happen. It just became very frustrating. Again, the decision that came out last Friday was, you know, really, I mean, unexpected. I'd hoped it was going to, you know, we were told that there may be a decision at one time back in the fall. There was a time that they said there may be a decision in November, and then it came out that there was an official date of December 30th. And, you know, I received a lot of phone calls and emails before that, if I had heard anything, and I hadn't. And then all of a sudden, December 30th gets here and goes by us, and we're into January, and no answer. I'm relieved at least now, you know, a decision has been made, and we've got to put, you know, what's happened behind us and move forward and do what's best for the young people. They need to get back being on teams and being able to associate with one another. And it's been a long time coming, and I'm thrilled for them. Last spring when this first took place, I really felt bad for the class of 2020 for the way that the school year ended, and now here we are, almost into February, and I'm thinking about the class of 2021, how much they have lost, but hopefully, you know, we can salvage what time we have left and put three sports seasons together and put some shortened schedules together where they can get back on the field or the courts and be able to participate and compete again.
That's for sure. Well said. Bill, as always, we really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being so open with us and keeping us in the loop with everything. And be well out there, okay?
You too, Nick. Thank you very much.